rocks were deceiving. The center of Fiskit Falls poured most of the water below, and the edges were thin and clear. The edges froze in late fall or early winter, making the falls even narrower and much more dangerous. All of the moving water squeezed into the middle section, shutting down the lower overlooks. This overlook was always closed from the beginning of the freeze until mid-spring, but most of the locals stopped using this overlook in late summer. That was why the shoes startled him. They didn't look like tourist shoes. These shoes were nearly boots. He could tell just from a glance that the shoes had local modifications. It took some particularly strange footwear to climb the paths. The nanobits were too smooth and impossible to reconfigure, so local footwear designers modified boots generally used in zero-G. The boots would cling to surfaces, but not too much. They would adjust according to the conditions. If the path was wet, the boots would provide a different kind of traction than if the path was covered with a thin sheet of ice. If locals decided to wear shoes like these, they still had the modifications. And these shoes did. Then Rajovic shook his head. Shoes shouldn't have startled him, no matter how unusual they were. Maybe some hiker had set them here to wait for a return, although they were getting wet. And climbing up the trail in mid-fall could be dangerous. Those thin sheets of ice were invisible to the naked eye. Many a hiker tried to take the upper paths around the falls, only to slip and break a limb. Some of the local guides only took tourists up the paths if the tourists wore basic environmental suits, the kind that space tourists had to use to prevent easy injury. Rajovic walked the upper paths as much as he could, and hadn't worn an environmental suit up them ever. Once he moved here, 15 years ago, he made it a point to learn everything he could about Fiskit Falls and its trails. And the first thing he learned, the thing he reminded himself about every single spring, was that the falls were dangerous. They could kill, if he didn't pay attention, every single second. That was probably why he shouldn't have come up here today. He was distracted. For the first time since he started working at the sector base, everyone had been required to attend a meeting. Usually information got recorded and shared or trickled down through departments. The announcement made at the early morning meeting was simple enough. The base had finally received its closure date. 30 years from right now, the base would shut its doors. It would stop taking fleet ships for their every 5 years maintenance 20 years or so from now, depending on the rotations. And it would stop taking emergency repairs at least 2 years before closure. Closure itself would take every moment of those 2 years. It would be better, the administrators said, if the base had 5 years to shut down operations. Everything had to be done perfectly, and no one wanted to leave some fleet ship stranded too far from Sector Base F2 to have its Anacapa drive make easy contact with the base's drive. In theory, a fleet ship could contact any existing sector base anywhere, so long as the fleet ship was in fold space. In practice, the contacts became difficult once a ship moved several sectors away from a base. The fleet learned, over the years, to move the bases, along with the ships, mostly as a precaution. Rajovic believed in precautions when it came to space. He was raised on fleet ships, born in motion, as they like to say, and he had chosen to stay at Sector Base E2, even though everyone knew it would be the next base closed. The fleet kept only 3 sector bases open at one time, at least for ship repairs. In addition, there was always 1 base, sometimes 2, under construction at the far end of the fleet's trajectory, and there was often, although not always, 1 base in the process of shutting down at the back of the trajectory. Rajovic wasn't even born when Sector Base D2 had shut down. As long as he had been alive, Sector Base E2 was slated to close. The only difference today brought was an actual date, and that date was so far in the future, a good third of the crew would already be retired. He ran a hand through his hair. The spray from the falls had beaded on it. The sunshine and warmish mid-fall weather had kept him from noticing the growing damp. The spray wasn't really spray today, more like a fine mist. It smelled faintly of